be.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, holiday savings are in effect on select Browning firearms until December 31st. Save $100 on over and under an auto-loading shotgun. Save $75 on pump shotguns, centerfire rifles, and all rimfire rifles and pistols. Save $50 on centerfire pistols. Holiday savings on Browning firearms at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. Hey, it's Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. We're live and in studio with our producer, our buddy Ron. He's in today for Chris, and Chris has taken a well-deserved day off today. So let's go right to the phones. Let's talk to Richard in Westminster. Good morning, Richard. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Hey, just want to see how your season's going. I'm heading out to my hunting spot right now.
You are. Well, early on, let's put it this way. Very successful on sick of deer. I was able to take a decent stag on the first Sunday of the season in Dorchester County. As far as whitetails are concerned, haven't seen one even within range, quite frankly. I've seen one white-tailed doe who was already spooked when she came in, and that was in Queen Anne's County. I mean, I've seen other deer on other properties, but, you know, where I hunt, I was out there, what morning was it? I was up Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, something like that, in Cecil County. Sat there all morning and saw a red fox. I saw one squirrel, no birds. I don't know what was going on. So it's been a very, very light season as far as even sighting for whitetails. But I'm confident. I'm going to try and end the season up there in Cecil today and, you know, look forward to the muzzleloader season back in the marsh. So
yeah, you got to stay positive. That's the only way to handle it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question. No question about it. So, I mean, there's some nice deer being taken out there. We're in communications with a number of people who've taken some really nice bucks and stags. We're talking to them about, you know, having their deer measured for the upcoming record book called Bucks, Bears, and, well, the organization's called Bucks, Bears, and Stags. The record book's going to be called Maryland's Finest. So,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. How about you?
Well, my season's been on the slow side, too. Weather hasn't been friendly.
You know, weather's crazy,
as
you know?
Well, no. I mean, Saturday, opening day Saturday, you know, evening part of the hunt was a bust. I wasn't going out in that mess.
Yep.
And then Monday and Tuesday, the wind was just outrageous. I didn't go out Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, the wind has been playing crazy with us out there this year.
I'm pretty much resigned myself to, you know, just trying to take a mature doe. I mean, I'm not shooting a small buck.
Nope.
I don't want to take anything that's not what I call a shooter buck. Not that I'm a trophy hunter by any means. I just
right.
like to see them get a little bit bigger.
Yep.
So I passed on, you know, a little 4-point, little 6-point.
Sure.
And the season's going on, and it's like, oh, man.
That's,
you know,
that's
all
tip.
All of a sudden,
that's...
I'm looking at the empty fridge.
Well, that's, you know, that's tip.
I was out there last Sunday, and I was trying to avoid this, too, because I hate doing this. But I'm in my blind. I was in my ground blind, and a deer steps out. And it's like, a lot of times you don't have time to assess and
right.
judge and all that kind of thing. And the deer came out. The shot was there. So I took it, and it ended up being a button buck.
Button buck, yeah, I know. Yeah. That's, you know, if you learn to identify those button bucks, you know, as quickly as possible, you can save a lot of bucks. The does, the immature does will have the rounded head where the buck, the button buck's a little more squared off.
Pretty good at it.
Yeah, and, you know, the button, well, this is just, you know, for the listeners as well.
Well, for me too, since I did it.
Yeah, well, the button bucks are usually alone this time of year. You know, you see a smallish lone deer, it's likely going to be a button buck.
Yeah.
You know, and you just got to, you know, I don't know if you use binoculars or you just
I have a great pair of binoculars, but sometimes that extra movement has cost me too. You know?
I understand, but you know, that is true. But if it's an edge shot, you know, I mean, look, I have no opposition to somebody taking a deer, you know, that they want to take.
And
you know, those button bucks are delicious, no question about it. They're young and tender and tasty. So are the immature.
And
you never are. Exactly right. You never are. Sometimes it's impossible to tell. I've looked deer over and looked deer over and looked deer over, and you know, you take the shot and you go, you know, because they're just not. You just can't tell.
If I would have taken the time to, and I thought I had the time to look this deer over, it's like it was just, you know, 1 minute I'm looking out, you know, my blind window, and of course I'm looking at a couple of different windows, and you know, kind of scan for both sides of the thing, and it's like next thing you know, it's like, wow, there it is already.
Oh yeah.
They have a way of picking you up in there.
Oh, no question. No question.
And, it's I think the empty freezer had something to do with it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, the next week already. And I don't know.
I'm a little more selective on whitetails now because Robin doesn't eat them. She likes a sick of deer. I would, you know, every year take a sick of deer hind, you know, for the freezer. And I have. But this year the stag presented itself and I was able to close the deal after missing one in the morning on Sunday.
Well, I ended up getting a nice mature doe the other evening.
Good. Then you got some meat. Got it.
Happy with that. But how big was your stag? Was it a 4 or 6?
It was a 5. He was 5 point. Nice. Yeah, he was. You know, he was a decent deer. Not crazy big, but it was certainly a nice deer. He wasn't. Comparison to a whitetail, I'd probably call him a, you know, whitetail buck, probably 6 point. You know, I mean, it wasn't a big giant 6 point stag that eluded me earlier in the year, and me and two others, as a matter of fact. So we've got that big one still out there on the hoof, and I'm gonna try and see if I can put myself in position to take him later in the season. So we'll see what happens.
To make one more comment, if I can, I'll let other callers jump in.
Yeah, real quick.
When I drop my doe off, I get it processed up here in Carroll County, and I do this every time I take a deer up there. I look at the other deer, and I got to tell you, Alan, in general, hunters do not know how to field dress a deer. They just flat out don't.
I agree.
They are a flipping mess.
I agree.
I would never take a deer up to a place that looked like those deer looked like in that.
You and I both. I'm not going to tell you where this was. I was at one of those 24-hour drop-off places the other day, and there were deer piled on deer, piled on deer, piled on deer, and there was a big whitetail buck in there that had not been field dressed.
Oh my God!
And I will tell you that was not a pleasant situation. So, you know, big mature whitetail. I don't know if he was, you know, lost and found the next day or what was happening, but it was very unpleasant. And there he was with all the other deer in there. And I just, sorry. That was nowhere near here. Just put it that way.
There was one deer in there. Of course, I'm flipping the legs up and looking just to see. It's like, I tell those guys, I said, I won't bring you the biggest deer you'll ever see, but I'll damn sure bring you the cleanest.
The cleanest one, yeah. Exactly.
As clean as I bring.
Yep.
And I lifted this one deer, and aside, if it wasn't for the fact that I, you know, opened the leg up to see, you couldn't even tell it had a slit in it.
Yeah.
And it's like it was so small under there, the cut, And it's like, holy crap, the thing's closed up.
Yeah, people don't understand. You got to open those deer up. You got to cool them off as soon as possible. And when, you know, the deer hanging on our meat pole up in Cecil County, if the deer is not going to be mounted as a shoulder mount, they're opened up to the bottom of the chin. And everything is cleaned out, you know, the windpipe, you know, everything, all the way down.
Everything.
Yep, and you just, and everything's clean, you know.
So. What I'll do is I'll do a good job field dressing. I get the back end completely cleared.
Have to do that.
I'm doing all that. Pull it through, make sure I don't break anything.
That's right.
And then when I get it home, I'll spread it out. I got a gambrel thing. I'll hang it up. And then, you know, I'll hang it for a day, and then I'll pick it out and
sure.
clean and wash it out and all that kind of
yep.
stuff. But I mean, these deer in there, I'm like, I asked the guy, I said, you sure I'm getting my deer back?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you get your deer. I said,
sure.
Because I wouldn't want any of these.
I hear you. All right, Richard, thanks for the call, buddy. Got to go.
All right, thanks, Alan.
See you. Bye-bye. Wesley, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Alan. Hey, listen, you were talking about, you know, not seeing deer this year. I just had to laugh. I came out of the house to go to work this morning, and there was five or six on my front lawn.
Oh yeah. Oh, I see them. I see them everywhere except when I'm hunting.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I said, "What you see when you don't have your gun in your hand?"
Exactly. Yeah. So, you're right, buddy. Well, hey, congratulations to your son on his bow kill.
Oh yeah. That was so cool. I'm telling you, it was so great to get to be a part of the whole thing. It was wonderful.
Yep. Well, we need to get you to write a little story about it.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not great with pen, but I'll try my best.
Well, just a little basic stuff. I'll fill in the blanks. You don't have to be Hemingway. You know, I'm the editor, and we'll make it be good.
Okay, I will do that, Alan. I'll put something together and send it to you email.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Wes.
All right, have a great day.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. There we go. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We are in the midst of the December muzzleloader giveaway. CVA has been notified of the winner of the November contest, and CVA is our sponsor for that. Great, great folks to work with. I have not sighted in my LR. And that's muzzleloader season's coming up here on the 15th. Of course, our wedding anniversary is the 16th, so I'm not sure where we're going to be on the 15th, 16th, 17th. I just don't know. We might go away. We might spend the night somewhere. You know, I don't want the deer season to interfere with the first wedding anniversary. Although, what is the first wedding anniversary? Wood, right? Yes, we're remodeling the back room, so we're buying a lot of wood. I mean, we're talking 2x10s and 1x10s and 2x4s and 2x6s and and plywood, and man. So anyway, that's how that's going, and we're looking forward to that first anniversary. So. And, of course, the holiday season as well. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you want to get in here and get in the muzzleloader contest, you just call that number. And Ron will take your name, your number, and you go on the air with me for a brief minute and say, hey, I want to get in the contest, or good morning, or happy holidays, or whatever, and then on your way you go. How's that sound? That sounds good, doesn't it? Well, let me tell you about Onyx. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Do you know the BPS from Browning has what most other pump shotguns don't? Features like rigid dual machine steel action bars, a forged machine steel receiver, a convenient top tang safety and bottom ejection for ambidextrous operation. That means you can work it if you're left-handed or right-handed. And legendary Browning balance and handling. All gauges are available in both 12 and 20 gauge deer models too. Check out the BPS shotgun at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, and that's Browning, the best there is. Are you ready for a tasty treat? Oh, let me tell you about a tasty treat. A tasty treat is from Bay Country Bakery. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. Not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 Monday through Friday and all day today, Saturday, but have some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, mouthwatering pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore, enough for everyone in camp. When I'm on Route 50 headed to or from the deer stand or the duck blind, my mouth, my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the right there on the front of the building. And then, you know, it's a big pink donut. You can't miss a big pink donut with sprinkles on it. It's bigger than me. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Your hosts are Dave and Gina Levy. Trained chefs strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. All right. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's going on?
it has been a strange season.
Yes, really. It has. You beat the odds, though. You've taken a couple.
Actually, I have three, but yeah, they were all taken within a week of each other.
Right.
I got the one on the last Monday before the gun season with Bo, and then the Sunday of the season I got two more.
That's right.
We haven't seen any deer since that Sunday.
Wow.
Because Bob has a tendency to go for a walk. He'll walk the perimeter of his property and then come back through the middle, and he hasn't seen him at all.
Right.
So, I don't know where they are. I mean, yesterday, I was in the blind in the afternoon, and it turned out that all I got was a 325-pound block of ice.
Right.
I was frozen by the time I headed out, but tent up for the last 10 days.
Doing
that. So I'm hunting for other people now.
I got you. Wow.
I got one friend that I crossed a deer to, so I'm working on getting him one, and then if I'm lucky enough, I plan on getting one for Nancy. You know Nancy.
Oh yeah.
She's a stroke victim who just had another stroke recently, so she doesn't get out as much. So I told her if I can get a deer, I'll bring it out to her on the way to the ATA.
Good for you. Good for you.
We'll see. I got to see him though before.
I know, and that happens to me every now and then. I'll go through a season, and I'll take a buck or something like that. And I'm not shooting a lot of deer this year, or I haven't been shooting a lot of deer.
Right.
My top year was 10, and most of those were donated, but that was 20 years ago. But anyway, I think the most I've taken in any season recently has been three. But people say, hey, if you get a deer, I'll be glad to pay for the processing and so forth. Okay, fine. And then I never see one to take.
Right. I average 2 to 3 a year just enough to keep it reasonable.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah.
And, so best year I had was probably about 4 years ago. I got 6.
Yep.
Between bow, buzzloader, and rifle.
Yep. So, well, it tempers me a little bit that Robin doesn't eat it because, one is enough for me to eat almost all year. And then the sickadeer, we share that. So that's good. If I get one whitetail and one sickadeer, that's usually enough for us. So,
right.
Yep. So.
It's so great to come back from lunch and have a roast that Diane fixed in the crock pot. Roast for dinner.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Have it fall apart on the fork. It's so tender.
Yep.
Crock pot.
Yep. Well, hey, look, do you have an Instapot?
No.
Get one.
Okay. Christmas idea for Diane.
Yeah. Get an Instapot. Yeah. Give her something to work with, Chuck. That'd be great. So maybe you should suggest that she gets that for you to make her life easier to cook that venison. I'll tell you what, we've had turkey thighs in there this week. We had a venison roast, so yeah, it's been good. All right, buddy. Well, going out?
I'm almost to the town of Evansburg, so I got some turns to take. So
all right, enjoy.
Yep, talk to you later, buddy.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye. Walt, on the Beltway, or on 83, or wherever you are traveling, good morning.
Morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I'm on my way up hunting. I talked to you earlier towards the end of bow season.
I remember.
And,
yep.
And myself and my other friend, Walt, he's had to stop hunting because his wife's pretty ill with cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Did get a nice 7-pointer during the muzzleloader season.
Good.
And I got a 5-pointer and a nice doe.
Good.
And then gun season hasn't been too bad. The first day, the weather was closing in on us.
I saw
a big buck. And I said to myself, I said, doe or buck, first thing comes out, I'm going to shoot it. Doe came that comes out. I pop her, and there's the big guy standing in the woods behind her. And if I just waited 5 more minutes.
Oh, my gosh. That. Anytime you see a doe this time of year, you got to wait a little bit. You gotta wait, just a little bit because he's usually 10 to 15 minutes behind her. Sometimes he's right there, and I've had, Jacob in the stand, his first buck was alone. His second buck was, pushing a doe. His third buck was alone. His fourth buck was pushing a doe. You know, so I mean, it, you know, you just got to kind of wait. We see those does, especially if they're moving. You got to look at the body language on the doe too.
Yeah, I kicked myself, but like I say, the weather was closing in, and
I get
it. Starting to spit a little rain, and I'm hunting alone now, and it's down at the bottom, and I knew if it slick, and I wouldn't be able to get the truck in there.
Well, he's there for muzzleloader season. That's the main thing.
Yeah. So I'm still pushing at it. So I'm hunting alone. Some of the joy goes out of it when your buddy can't be with you.
Yep, I understand it. So, well, all right, buddy. I appreciate the call. Good luck out there today.
Thanks, you too.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 2nd to the 10th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors. More than 200 seminars from outdoor pros. Over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Interactive events, your favorite outdoor celebrities, and entertainment for the whole family. An NRA concert features Lee Bryce, Easton Corbin, and Tyler Farr. Hey, live the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 2nd to the 10th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Just wanted to bring that important message from the fine folks at the Great American Outdoor Show. So, the number is 410-922-6680 is the phone number. We got a couple of seasons starting this weekend. I mentioned the muzzleloader season kicking back in for the late muzzleloader season from the 15th, starting on 15th for 2 weeks. And then the Canada Goose Atlantic population season begins on the 14th. So December 14th through February 2nd, 2019, the longest split of the season. You know, it came in from the 17th to the 23rd, that first early split, and now it's going to be back in again till the end of February 2nd. So, you know, the Canada geese population is in trouble here in Maryland. I mean, there are a number of guys taking geese, killing geese, shot geese in the early season, and they're gearing up for the second split of the season. The season is 50 days this year, 2 geese per day. Next year, because of the population drop and the failed nesting season on the Arctic Circle, the population has plummeted. We're going to be killing mature birds coming in. No juveniles because there aren't any. They didn't hatch. So the mature birds are going to be getting shot. Those are the potential nesters for the 2019 nesting season, which takes place in the Arctic Circle on two sides of the Ungava Peninsula, both sides. Both of those populations of Canada geese winter here in Maryland. Last year we killed 176,000 geese in our season, which is 40% of the total goose population. This year, depending on, you know, people's discretion and, you know, voluntary conservation efforts, we might not kill as many, hopefully. But, you know, who knows what the nesting success is going to be in the north in the spring. You know, whether there's going to be snow and ice cover like there was last year, cold temperatures that caused all the nesting to fail. We don't know. But to err on the side of caution, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has already established a season or proposed a season for the next year, 2019-2020 season of 30 days and one bird, one goose, which, you know, that's quite a drastic reduction. We're going to do a show here on the goose population. Hopefully we'll do that sooner rather than later. And we'll get some folks from U.S. Fish and Wildlife. We're already in contact with them. We'll get some folks from DNR. We're already in contact with them. And we'll have a good show on waterfowl. So stand by for that. Probably coming up, I'm going to guess, first Saturday in January, I'm going to guess. So Rob and I'll be away for that week, and we'll see what see how that goes. So anyway, if you like to talk about goose, if you like to talk about deer, if you like to talk about anything else that happens to be in season, we'd be more than glad to talk to you about it. Talk to Ken Brown the other day, who wrote a book called Born to Beagle, and he's got that on Amazon. He's sent me a copy and did a nice little, I don't know, what do you call it when they put the word on the back of the cover? What do you call that? A little review, I guess, for him on the book. So happy about all that. Man of Faith, which is very nice. And, you know, I read into a lot of people like that, which are, you know, they just live their faith, you know, and that's a good thing. So I like dealing with people like that. So we'll see how that goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Morning, John B. Let's see. Oh, bought a gun. Tactical 12 gauge, single shot. Yeah, pump. Yeah, good. Yep. Oh, okay. I'll be glad to do that, John. Thank you. 410 WCBM 680. Where's our callers this morning? You know what? Everybody's going hunting. It's the last day of the season. Everybody's going hunting. The cold weather's here, not horribly windy. It's been a crazy season. I mean, just crazy. I think what's happened is that some of the whitetails have gone in after the second rut, is what we call it. I think I don't know if we're engaged in that yet, but I think some of the deer are in lockdown, almost like the preseason. I don't know. I mean, I've talked to people on a regular basis that aren't seeing deer all over the state, Eastern Shore, Western Shore. So if you want to get in the muzzleloader contest, you're going to have to call us, 410 WCBM 680. We're giving away a CVA muzzleloader on the last Saturday of the year. I think that's going to be just after Christmas. But it'd make a great way to start your new year to win a muzzleloader. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. Call in. Ron will take your name, your number. Go on the air with me. Say hi, happy new year, whatever you want to say. And we'll get you in the contest. How's that? So there we go. Finally. Woohoo. Finally. So anyway, I'm looking on the natural resources website, and there's, you know, press releases and news and that type of thing coming out. And I'm looking at the police side of that. You know, these are the ones where we get the reports where they've arrested, you know, three guys for illegal fishing or this and that and the other thing. There hasn't been a natural resources police, like a police blotter report in, oh, I don't know, forever. I don't know. I'm hearing about these cases that are out there. We had a hearing right before Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, a trial right in Dorchester County, a famous case where a resident of Dorchester County killed six bucks allegedly on crop damage permits. They had them lined up in the field. You might have seen that picture on the DNR website. He was charged under the Poaching Restitution Act, which could have netted him a minimum of $12,000 fine for each violation. Apparently he had a good lawyer. There was a plea deal. He got a $4,000 restitution penalty, a suspension for 1 year of his hunting privileges, and 160 hours of community service. Was it enough? Don't know. Did it satisfy the court? It did. Did it satisfy the law? Don't know. Somebody else will have to determine that. So let's talk to Claude in Arbutus. Morning, Claude. How are you doing?
Hey, Alan. You're talking about deer. I mean, there's a lot out in Baltimore County. You're seeing them up in off of Charles Street and whatnot. I know you can't shoot them up there, but there's a lot of them running loose there. And I've seen a couple in the city off of Drude Hill Park and a couple out here off of like Sinclair Lane and all.
And the relevance to hunters is what? We can't...
Right,
exactly. Exactly.
I'm just saying, you know, they're just out here running around, but they're doing damage to people's cars, though. You know what I mean?
I got an email today of a fella who's responded to a struck deer call, an accident call, and killed a big 10-point. The two does made it across the road, and the 10-point jumped in front of the guy's car, and he killed it. And
well, why are they running up here? Do you have an idea?
What do you mean?
like in the county and whatnot, that you don't usually see them, like in the city? You hardly ever see a deer in the city.
Well, I think hunting pressure has a lot to do with it. I mean, if they're, you know, there's a number of factors that come into play. You know, on the shore, and in, you know, like Frederick County, those deer are under pressure in the agriculture community year round. Those, the farmers who have, deer, management permit, or, you know, crop damage permits, deer management permits, they are allowed to shoot those deer, 365 days a year, including Sundays. And, and, you know, a lot of farmers will take those deer and put them under pressure. I got an email from a guy I saw something on Facebook. Guy said a deer in Dorchester County is fired at from the time its feet hit the ground till it actually takes a dirt nap, you know, which is true. And so you put that kind of pressure on deer, you keep firing at deer, keep shooting at deer, keep killing deer, keep being in the fields, they're going to go nocturnal and you're not going to see them. Going to see them. So, I mean, there's plenty of deer out there. It's just that they're, you know, very cautious during daylight hours. And, you know, the trail camera evidence gives you the same thing. Now, I saw a picture of a buck. Guy said, look at this thing that showed up on my trail camera. I never seen this deer before. 1:30 in the afternoon when I'm not in the stand, this giant buck shows up on my camera. But you don't see it, you know. He didn't see it during the daytime, and the hunters can't be out there during every daylight hour, every place that the deer are. I hunt 250 acres, and if there's five of us on there, we can't possibly cover 50 acres. You know, there's every little hidey hole, there's every little thicket. You know, those deer know where the cover is, they know where the food is, they know where the protection is.
And does apples really make deer drunk?
What?
Somebody told me apples make deer drunk. Like goofy. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's true or not. You never heard that?
I've seen drunk deer. I've seen deer drunk on wild grapes, okay? But you have to have a frost. You have to have a fermentation process. Like the apples turn into hard cider. And very rare. Very rare.
Very rare.
Yep. So, hey, we got to move along, Claude. Thanks for the call. Sean, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm well. What's up?
So I'm a Lyft driver, and I drive nights. So everything you just said is 1,000% accurate because I see deer in Baltimore. I see them in apartment complexes, in industrial complexes. And I also see a complete ton of deer every time I pick somebody up at BWI.
Sure.
That's going south towards D.C.
Oh, yeah.
On 295 is like... It's like a deer disco.
Oh, that's like a deer killing corridor. No question. Like 70.
Yeah, I was dipping down the road with it. It was like I've just started doing this for a few weeks, and I was zipping down 295, and the passenger lived in Northern Virginia, so we're zipping along, and I just come around this bend, and there's four deer, and by the grace of God, the two in the rear just stopped.
Yep.
And the two does in front took about two steps, and it gave me about my car width and about 6 inches to squeeze through them at a diagonal.
Oh, man.
And the passenger said, I'm emailing Lyft because you're the best driver I've ever seen. I can't believe that we don't have venison in the trunk right now. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Then, I'm going to check my shorts when we get to your house.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I'll tell you what, they're out there. I barely missed one on the way hunting the other morning. Not this week, but I think the first day one walked right across the road in front of me. There were five of them that were right on, between Galena and Cecilton. You know, just standing there, one just wandered across the road, and the other ones were, I'm looking over there, there's four or five standing there. So, you know, what are you going to do?
They're out there. Like you said, I think the hunting pressure is just making them straight nocturnal, and they're just going and they're finding spots where hunters aren't.
No question. No question about it.
Well, hey, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Enjoy your show on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Sean. Have a good one.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Sam on Eastern Shore. Stag hunting for you. Sean?
Hey,
Sam?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, I went on a guy's property last Sunday and had my first experience with seeing a stag, and I thought that was probably, I don't know, the prettiest deer I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, they early white, and they were bugling all day, And I had my first shot. I have an H&R 20.
Yep.
20 gauge. The issue was is that right before I went, it was kind of a short notice that he said I can come down.
Right.
So, and I used to shoot my light fields at him.
Yep, me too.
And I was out. I was out of them at the time, so I went to another store.
Right.
To get them. He didn't have them, so he said, here, use these. They're Brenneke kind, the Brenneke.
Yeah.
I never heard of them.
Yeah, Brenneke. Mm-hmm.
So my first shot, I did sight it in with them, so don't.
Yeah, I got it. Sure.
And, yeah, I shot low. I had a second shot. Went up a little higher on them. I think I nipped them, and I'm pretty upset that I think I might have hurt them. But we went looking for them. I had a very small blood trail. And we looked for a while, but we couldn't find them.
Yeah.
So that was pretty upsetting for my first time.
Yeah, that would be. That happens. Unfortunately, that happens, you know. So
I'd like to get a muzzle loader contest, too.
You're in it, I think. Did Ron get your number?
Yeah,
you're in. Good luck, man. Good luck. I'm sorry to hear about that. Your luck on the stag. I mean, I missed one Sunday the first weekend. Jacob knocked one down, but there was no real indication of any kind of, you know, nothing. I mean, there was just no blood and a little bit of hair, and that's it. I think he might have just struck it on the leg or something like that, but it was just a sad situation for him because it was a real nice stag, a real tall 4-point, and he wasn't able to close the deal. Mine was just a blessing from God that I found it. So I told that story at length last week or week before. So
I'm a last Sunday.
What's that?
Mine was last Sunday too.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, and when I shot him, he stood on his hind legs and did like a dive to his feet. He jumped. He kind of stood up again, and then he kind of stood up like he was slowing down and literally took a nosedive.
Right.
I thought that was it. He was done.
Yeah.
And couldn't find
him. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, go back. If you get a chance to go back and look, maybe you'll find his remains somewhere. So, sad way to waste one, but it does happen, unfortunately. So, well, look, good luck to you. I hope he made it through. And they're a very tough animal. They can endure a lot. You just don't know. So, but where are you hunting? Where are you hunting that you're using a shotgun?
I was down by Blackwater.
You know you're allowed to use a rifle in Dorchester County.
Yeah, that's kind of what they use down there.
Oh yeah.
I mean he was only 95 yards. I mean I got an H&R 20, so I'm
Well, I know you can make that shot, no question. So
yeah,
all right.
I don't think I had an issue with that shot.
No. Well, Sam, go back to light fields since you you didn't have any confidence in your ammo, and that's a big part of it.
My heart pounded through my chest.
Yeah, you were probably jumping around a little bit. If you went high, you know what happened. You peaked. You looked up. You had the scope on them, and when you pulled the trigger, you pulled your head up to see if you hit them, and you pulled the gun up too.
All right, I'll go with that.
All right, thanks, Sam. Take care, buddy. There he goes. Mike in Somerset County. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
All right, how are you today?
I'm well. What's up?
I'm telling you why there's no deer in Carroll County and Baltimore County.
Why?
Because they're all in my yard. I have a horse down here that I have a pasture and an electric fence for. And I'd say for about the last 3 weeks, I've had to keep the horse in the stall because every morning, the fence is torn down. Something, I don't know what they do. I don't know why they can't get over it or whatever. But for some reason, they just tear it up.
Well, Mike, I'll come down and take care of that problem for you if you want me to.
Oh, you're welcome to. 4 miles north of Chrisfield, right here in Marion Station, Maryland.
Did Ron get your phone number for the muzzleloader contest?
Yes, sir. Yes, he did.
I'll give you a call.
All righty.
All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. Bye-bye. There he goes. How about that? And then we got Dan in Bel Air, and then we got to take a break. Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good.
I spoke to you last week.
Yes, sir.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And told you about a deer that I was just too far for me to take a shot on.
Right.
Big buck.
Right.
Well, after I spoke to you on Saturday about 10 a.m., I got him.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, this was the toughest deer I've ever seen. He went straight down after I shot him, and I'm started getting my stuff together up in my climbing stand.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he gets up and starts walking off.
Oh, man. I hate that feeling. Yeah,
and
I know.
I put another one in his back, and he went down again, and I climbed down out of my stand, and just, and he gets up and starts trotting off.
Wow. What are you using? What are you using?
I'm using the, I got a 220 with, I'm using the Remington, 260 grain sabots. And, I knew there was no future in chasing him.
Right.
So I ran up to the top of the ridge and ran about a half mile downstream, came back down to the stream bottom and started working my way back up looking for blood or tracks. And there he was lying dead.
Well, at least you got him. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got any pictures, Dan? You going to send me some for the magazine or what?
I'll send you one.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
I got it. But the amazing part about it was my first shot went through both lungs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, that usually does it. But sometimes they can be tough, no question.
And but he had the biggest body on any deer I've ever shot. I tried to weigh him, but he bottomed out the scale at 220.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was clean.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big buck. Well, you know, unfortunately, I mentioned this before. If you have a tape measure, even a piece of string, get that heart girth right behind the front legs. Measure that. And there's a chart out there that tells you live weight, dressed weight, bone weight, hide weight, blood weight, and the amount of edible, boneless edible meat on that. So that's what I advise. Take a piece of string, you know, at least a 60 or 70 inch piece of string, and get that heart weight or heart girth, and then you can figure out how much that deer weighed.
I didn't know that, but I'll do that in the future. I'll carry a little bit of paracord with me.
There you go. That's perfect. All right, Dan, congratulations on your buck. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. I'm headed out again this morning.
Enjoy. Got to go.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. That's a great story. Browning X Bolt Action Rifles is the latest bolt action. It's the innovative X Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. Let me tell you about our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors. They have been ready for season. Well, they're always ready for the season. They're open, you know, every day with hunting and fishing selection, and you've got everything for hunting there. Now, waterfowl season coming in. They keep in mind they do the waterfowl picking. They'll take care of your ducks and your geese. They got the Costa sunglasses, the Yeti coolers, the Bubba Blade knives, firearms and ammunition for the muzzleloader season. They stock both Thompson Center and CVA. They got the electric Rambo bikes. If you want to do the crossbow, well, they've got Excalibur and 10-point Barnett and Mission and Carbon Express and the brand new Raven crossbow. Banded camo. Scent lock apparel for you deer hunters. Decoys, steel shot, gear, camo, all kinds of waterfowl calls, everything you need for every type of hunting and fishing right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Why not stop by? And guess what? You can find the perfect gift for the hunter in your family as well, even if you don't hunt. They'll help you out. The staff can give you some direction as what you might need for that. 410-604-2500, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Dominion Road. That's Exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kenai. Island, right on Route 50. It's Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner, and truck your accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Hey, you know, holiday savings are in effect on select Browning firearms until December 31st. Save $100 on over and under at auto-loading shotguns. Save $75 on pump shotguns, centerfire rifles, and all rimfire rifles and pistols. Save $50 on centerfire pistols, too. Holiday savings on Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. Well, there's the music for the end of the hour. I guess we'll get out of here shortly. And it's time for me to say to all of you out there, be safe, please. Be safe. Get talk radio.